Analysis: Joe Biden's open border to drive 1.7 million illegal aliens to U.S. in 2021. By John Binder on July 16, 2021. President Joe Biden's deliberate open borders policy is expected to drive nearly 1.7 million illegal aliens to the United States-Mexico border by the end of 2021, new analysis projects. On Friday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed that more than 178,000 border crossers were encountered by federal immigration officials in June along the border. This total does not include illegal aliens who successfully crossed into the U.S., undetected by federal immigration officials. Stephen Kopitz with Princeton Policy Advisors projects that Biden's deliberate policy of holding the border open will invite close to 1.7 million illegal aliens arriving at the border this calendar year, making it the worst year for illegal immigration in American history. For perspective, a foreign population three times the population of Wyoming is expected to arrive at the border this year. That figure, Kopitz writes, is contingent on a projection where apprehensions at the border taper off in the balance of the year in a manner similar to 2000, but admits that illegal immigration shows no signs of tapering off. If apprehensions remain elevated near recent levels, both fiscal and calendar year 2021 will enter the history books as records for illegal immigration. By any reasonable measure, only a deliberate policy of holding the border open could achieve such an outcome. In any country, a leader has two fundamental responsibilities to the public, Kopitz wrote in his analysis. The first is the protection of the country from invasion or conquest by external forces. The second is protecting the public from disruptive internal forces, like crime and terrorism. That the Biden administration would deliberately leave the border open constitutes a fundamental dereliction of duty and is shocking, appalling, and an affront to the public. Emphasis added. Kopitz writes that the Biden administration cannot blame seasonal patterns on the continuing wave of illegal immigration, as they have done in the past, because this year's levels do not match those of the last 21 years. He notes. In all but two of the last 21 years, June apprehensions were below May apprehensions. The case is just the opposite this year, suggesting that extraordinary factors, like an open border, are stimulating continued and counter-seasonal flows of illegal immigration. Likewise, Kopitz compared current illegal immigration levels to those of the year 2000, when President Bill Clinton was in his last year in the White House. The comparison, Kopitz writes, also suggests the administration is holding the border wide open. Despite starting that year's first 3 months with growing illegal immigration at the border, the Clinton administration ultimately siphoned the inflow for the rest of the year by bringing the number of apprehensions to close to 50,000 by December 2000, far beneath the peak of more than 200,000 apprehensions in March 2000. On the other hand, since Biden took office, illegal immigration has skyrocketed and has stayed consistently at high levels since March. This tells us that the Biden administration is not taking the steps the Clinton administration did, again suggesting a deliberate policy of keeping the border wide open, Kopitz writes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.